Last month, we hosted a dinner for a group of high school students, most of whom I'd never met before they appeared ravenous in our driveway.
Next up is Bread and Butter, a culinary chronicle with Lael Gilbert.
It was perfect weather that day not to allow 25 teenage boys inside the house. So on the grill sizzled juicy Angus hamburgers, salty Franks, and a few well-seasoned black bean burger patties. A folding table was loaded with buns and condiments, plates of crisp veggies, creamy red potato salad, and a huge plate covered with tiny squares of dense fudge, chocolate, and peanut butter. The kids swarmed the table, in minutes converting my lovely presentation into a scene of culinary carnage. The fudge disappeared first, of course, because these are teenage boys. My husband and I stood at the grill, shoveling calories in their general direction, when one of the boys, I didn't even know his name at the time, asked me what kind of fudge had been on that plate. I told him. "Oh," was his concerned response, "I'm allergic to peanuts." There's likely a subset of you who had warning lights flick on in your head just listening to the description of the food I served. I didn't know I'd done something dangerous, but I had. He assured me, not really looking certain himself, that he wasn't that allergic. But I watched in shock over the next 10 minutes as his tongue and throat began to swell and decided to get help. As we careened to the emergency room, I watched as his face faded to an ash gray and his breathing became so shallow as to almost stop. I couldn't even see his chest rising anymore. As he lay slumped against the car window in the back seat, my husband speeding and swearing behind the driver's wheel, and me turned halfway towards the back, telling him that it was going to be okay, even though I really wasn't sure that it was. I felt helpless as the doctors injected syringe after syringe of epinephrine into his thighs, noting that his epiglottis was so swollen it entirely covered the back of his throat. I stood in the hallway just outside that room where he lay, redialing the number he had given me for his dad, just to get voicemail again and again, attempting to leave calm messages with a shaking voice. There was a conversation in the mad flurry of needles and tubes of performing a tracheotomy. The group hustling around the room paused and hovered and watched, waiting for that medicine to take effect. Then, ever so slowly, the epinephrine started to work. The offensive battle this kid's immune system had blitzed against him was suddenly over. The red blinking light showing his blood oxygen level started finally to creep up and color returned to his face. He was okay. I wasn't. It took me a week to stop seeing that scene in the emergency room every time I closed my eyes. All over a stupid plate of peanut butter fudge. I'd never before had food turn on me like that, to be such a direct source of harm. And to make it worse, I'd made light of food allergies in the past. I thought they were kind of funny, of all horrible things. I thought people who were vocal about their allergies and complained and nitpicked were being high maintenance or maybe a little bit of controlling. I didn't understand the real consequences until I saw them in all their actual terror. My attitude towards food allergies changed that day. I'm committed to taking them seriously. There are likely people out there who unnecessarily dramatize their food sensitivities, who aren't really that allergic. Now I know it doesn't matter. I'll act like every food allergy is a matter of life and death until I know otherwise. And when I serve guests, I will label everything, especially foods that most often trigger allergic reactions, like fish, shellfish, peanuts, and tree nuts. Problem foods for children can also include eggs, milk, soy, and wheat. An allergic reaction can be mild, but you never know. And even they never know when it can trigger a severe reaction called anaphylaxis that can be deadly. The best way to handle an emergency is to use an EpiPen if you have one. And even after using one, not to delay getting emergency help, calling 911, or bringing the person immediately to an emergency room. In our case, every minute mattered. Luckily for our friend, there are many backyard dinners still to attend, many burgers still to scarf down. And with your help, people with food allergies can feel safer at every table. This is Lael Gilbert for Bread and Butter.